it's a different land, but I like this land. It's a very nice land. It's filled with great books, wonderful people, and you put those two together, you have great booksellers who are out there telling us what are some wonderful reads that you may have missed. So it's a pretty nice land. It's Tuesday in the land, and time for book picks on our book picks, our book pick list from our independent bookseller of the week, Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books and Music in Millerton and Rhinebeck. How are you?
I'm great, Joe.
Good to see you.
You too.
How's everything? Everything going down there in the valley?
Going well.
Excellent.
Man, it's like summertime. I'm feeling
good.
It.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready for Memorial Day weekend, be the kickoff to the summer season. You've got some great books. Where would you like to begin?
Oh my goodness. So I'm starting with some nonfiction this week. I discovered this crazy book that I feel like a lot of people will never have heard of because it's from a tiny press. It's a little off the beaten path. It's called My Holiday in North Korea, the funniest/worst place on earth by Wendy E. Simmons. Wendy Simmons is a travel enthusiast, a travel writer. She spends, you know, the majority of her year all over the world. And somehow she was able to get clearance to go to North Korea by herself for like 10 days, maybe like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And apparently it's very unusual to get to go for more than a couple of days, and people are usually going in tour groups. So she's by herself. She has handlers there in North Korea leading her around. But the amazing thing is she's able to take a lot of photographs. So this is a full-color book. There's almost a photo on every page, interspersed with her story of her travels there and how utterly bizarre and strange this place is, the people who she meets are, and it's a hilarious book with this like beautiful undertone of sadness, for these people, of sadness that that the way they choose to present their nation to foreigners is so different from what is actually happening in the country. I absolutely couldn't put it down. I read it in like a day and a half, and just it's so cool, and it has the best cover. She had stumbled upon this restaurant or this banquet hall where they were having a wedding, and she took a photo of the bride and groom, and I've never seen a bride who looks more like she's about to murder you than this woman.
Yeah, neither one of them look very happy.
No.
But, you know, who knows what's being, maybe just because their picture's being taken, but it's a journal of culture shock.
Yeah, and she wasn't really allowed to write a whole lot down while she was there, because if they had seized her journal, they could, you know, she could have gone to prison. But the minute she steps off the plane, she just starts writing. And so she includes as much detail as she's able to recall. But the photos are something else. And the way she describes this place is I'm just like, now I need to read all the books about North Korea because it's bananas.
A death-defying journey filled with despair and tiny pieces of hope and beautiful. It's My Holiday in North Korea, the funniest, worst place on earth by Rosetta Books. It looks very fun.
And then, because I love essay collections, this month I wanted to talk about Shrill, Notes from a Loud Woman by Lindy West. Just came out. Lindy came across my eyeballs for the first time about 2 years ago. I feel like there was a big feature on BuzzFeed about her because she had this incredible wedding. She looks so beautiful, and she is definitely a plus size woman. She's gorgeous and big and unapologetic. And the photos from her wedding kind of went viral. And then I started following her on Twitter. And she is one of the most fantastically outspoken feminists. She's a woman who speaks out against body shaming. You know, she's the person who gets attacked by trolls constantly on the internet, and she chooses to take them down. She is an incredible lady, and her book is great. So it's essays and memoir about growing up, what it's like to be a woman of size in America, and she's just a really great writer, and she has her voice is one that I want to have in my life. Lena Dunham is a fan, Jenny Lawson, Caitlin Moran, and if you like those women, you will love Lindy. She is a national treasure.
Lindy West, and the name of the book is Shrill, Notes from a Loud Woman, and the book is published by Hachette. This looks great. I have actually not heard of this. I have to look into this.
Definitely.
Looks great.
Definitely.
Excellent. Shrill by Lindy West.
So then moving on to fiction, a few years ago, there was a book that came out from Neil Abramson, a debut novel called Unsaid. which is, he writes these beautiful animal novels that will break your heart and put it all back together again. His new book just came out. It's called Just Life, and it's the story of a veterinarian who cares for dogs at a no-kill shelter, and all of a sudden a virus starts to happen in this community that the authorities seem to think is coming from the dogs. So what that means for her, what that means for her animals, how she's able to defend them. He is a lawyer whose wife is a veterinarian, the author. He has a background working with the Animal Legal Defense Fund. He's very personally invested in issues of animal rights, and his work is just gorgeous. You know, if you don't mind crying a little bit, it's worth the journey. And we will be hosting Neil at our Rhinebeck store on Thursday, June 2nd at 6 o'clock. This event is a fundraiser for the Dutchess County SPCA. Neil's going to donate $1 for every copy of Just Life that we sell that night. And we'll also be donating 20% of all sales in our store from 5 to 8 p.m.
It's it looks beautiful. It's called Just Life. It's by Neil Abramson, and it is published by Center Street. And the event again is June 6th. June 6th. Excellent.
So which Monday, is a Thursday.
Oh, is that right?
No, June 2nd. June 2nd.
There you go.
Sorry,
June 2nd.
At 6. June 2nd at 6 o'clock.
There you go. Okay, got it.
Yay! And then there's one more novel I need to tell everybody about. I'm cheating a little bit. Comes out next Tuesday. So hang in there
That's
for one more
cheating.
Week.
That's
it's
not
a
cheating.
Little cheaty. But it's too good not to talk about.
By the time we write it down and get it and do everything else in our life, it's fine.
I guess not everybody runs right to the bookstore
immediately
following the broadcast.
We want them to, but they can wait a week. Pre-order.
Exactly. So it's called Before the Fall. It's by Noah Hawley. Noah is the showrunner and writer on Fargo. And he has written a number of novels. I had not heard of him until this book came across my desk. But now I feel like I need to read all of his books. It is a literary thriller about a private jet headed from Martha's Vineyard back to New York City. And on board are a number of wealthy families, a couple of their kids, and a young artist who by chance sort of wound up being invited to join them on the plane that day. He was going to, you know, take the ferry or whatever back. The plane goes down in the ocean, and this is not a spoiler. This all happens up front. The plane goes down, and the only survivors are the artist and one of the children, a young boy, like a 4-year-old boy.
God.
So he, like, takes this kid and, you know, carries him through the water miles and miles back to shore and saves his life. So it's the aftermath of what happens after this tragedy. But then you also start to put the pieces together of who these people were on this plane and what sort of dark things there might be in their past that could have led to this day. And also how the artist sort of deals with the celebrity that he now has found himself in, as the people on the plane were quite important and newsworthy. So it's fantastic. It is like one of our staff picks of the year. A bunch of my booksellers have read and loved this book. I read and loved it. And it comes out next week, and I think it's going to be a big summer hit.
Noah Hawley is the author, and the name of the book is Before the Fall.
And then moving on to kids' books, I did bring a picture book this week. I feel like it's been a little while since I've talked about picture books, but I really like this one. It's called Excellent Ed, and it's by Stacy McNulty, illustrated by Julia Sarcone Roach. And it's the story of a dog, family dog, and all of the people in his family are excellent at something. One of the kids is an excellent ballerina. One of the kids is excellent at soccer, and Ed just feels like he is so average. There's nothing he's good at. He's always making mistakes. He's so messy. Every time he tries to help out, he just makes a mess and wrecks everything. But he's just, you know, he certainly decided to figure out what he's excellent at. And of course, over the course of the book, he makes a few more mistakes, but then he discovers that he's excellent at things like cleaning the floor when someone drops their cake, or greeting people at the door when they come home from work. It's a really sweet family story, great for any family who has a dog. And I love it. It has great illustrations. It's a special one.
Excellent Ed by Stacy
McNulty?
McNulty? There's an A in there.
There's an A in there, an extra A in there.
You know what this reminds me of a little bit, just looking at both the illustrations as well as the story, is one of my absolute favorite books, which goes back quite a few decades, which is Harry the Dirty Dog
yes.
by Gene Zion. And Ed has a passing resemblance to Harry.
That's true.
And gets it, but it's very, very cute. I love books like this. Very nice, inclusive family, too.
It is,
it's a lovely
yeah.
book. It's Excellent Ed by Stacy McNulty, and Julia Sarcone Roach is the illustrator. It's published by Knopf.
And then I have three books.
That was a good one. I like that one.
Isn't it good?
Yeah.
I should do more picture books. It's hard to talk about them on the radio.
I know, but
it makes you guys have to come into the store and see it yourself.
They're there just to be pawed through.
Yes.
And then a good dog analogy. Yes.
I brought three young adult books for your teenagers that are three of my favorites of the season. Or me, or grown ladies who like to pretend they're still in high school sometimes. The first is Ask Me How I Got Here by Christine Hepperman. Christine is one of the most up-and-coming young adult writers right now. She lives in the Hudson Valley. Her books are incredible. This is her second book. It is a book about a young woman who is in a relationship with her boyfriend and finds herself pregnant and has a choice to make. It is a novel in verse, which is one of my favorite formats. If you guys haven't read a novel in verse yet, check out this book, Ask Me How I Got Here. And I'm just going to read you one page. Each page is a poem with a title. Mom's Policy on Boys in My Room. If you're brave enough for mad passion with your sweet, innocent mother right downstairs, go ahead. It was the same for my brother James when he lived at home, though his room was a pit that put girls in the mood to update their tetanus shots. Bottom line is, my parents trust me, and they really like Nick. Dad, he has a good head on his shoulders. Mom, he's so polite. It's true. In fact, just now, Nick asked me politely if he was being too loud, and I said, I'll shut the door. I just love it. It is a beautiful book that deals with difficult issues in a way that is not overly political or dramatic. Just a great story about a girl with a choice to make.
All right. That was Ask Me How I Got Here by Christine Hepperman.
And the next one is called If I Was Your Girl by Meredith Russo. This is one of the most beautiful novels I've read in a long time. It's about a young woman in Tennessee who is starting at a new school, and she has a bit of a secret. She is transgender and passes beautifully as a woman and starts to date a boy. And at what point do you need to share that with your partner? And what will happen when you do? It's just gorgeous. The author is transgender as well, and it's been getting a ton of praise. It's really, one of the first books on this subject for young adults, and it is phenomenal.
If I Was Your Girl by Meredith Russo.
And then end with something that's total fun.
Okay.
The Safest Lies by Megan Miranda. This is for your Gone Girl fans. This one's about a girl whose mom was kidnapped before she was born. Her mom was kidnapped and taken away. This girl was born basically in captivity, sort of like the kid from Room, right? And raised in a place where they were by themselves, just her and her mom. But they escape when she's a very young child. And her mom sort of integrates her back into society, but not really. They live in seclusion. They live on this compound. There's lots of locks and gates and security cameras. Her mom is very protective of her after what she has been through herself, which makes sense. One day, she finally lets her kid go to school. This girl goes to high school. She comes back at the end of the day. Her mom is gone. Her mom is missing. We come to discover her mom has never left this house. So the fact that she's gone is really upsetting. So it's the mystery of how she gets her mom back. And you find out a little bit more about the background of the mother. And it's very dark and twisted. And I loved it.
Yeah, it looks great. It's The Safest Lies. Megan Miranda is the author. It is published by Crown. All right, we have 2 or 3 minutes. What's going on? What's happening at the bookstore that you would like to share with us?
Oh, man, we have some exciting events coming up in June, one of which you will be part of. I'm very excited.
Me too.
Yeah. So that one is on, let's see, June 5th, Sunday, June 5th. We're actually hosting two events that day with Nathaniel Philbrick for his new book, Valiant Ambition, which is about Benedict Arnold. I know you had him on the show not long ago. So the first one is at 2 o'clock at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury, and he'll be in conversation with Joe at that event. And the second is at Morton Memorial Library in Rhine Cliff at 7 p.m. And tickets for both of those are available on our website, oblongbooks.com.
And I'll tell you, having done events at both locations, both beautiful places to see an event, although I will just quickly mention that the White Hart has a lovely bar. And if you want to come over, we can talk to Nat Philbrick and then have a beer after the show. It'll be lovely.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And we're taping the book show, though. We should note, so if you would like to be in the audience for the book show taping.
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
And we're also launching some book groups this summer. So we have two meetings a month, one at each. Nope, that's wrong. We have, I want to say 8 book groups happening over the course of the summer.
Well, good for you.
In both of our locations. They're all up on our website, on our events calendar.
Yes.
And each of our booksellers has picked a book that they want to read this summer and that they want to discuss with folks. So this month we are hosting in our Millerton store a book group discussing Me Before You by Jojo Moyes on June 8th. And on June 15th, we'll have a discussion in Rhinebeck about Pilgrim at Tinker Creek by Annie Dillard. And those are the first two, but then there are lots more to come. So if you're the kind of person like me who doesn't want to commit to a book group every single month and just kind of wants to pick and choose based on what your interests are, that is what we've designed our schedule to be.
That's terrific. And you can see the full schedule by going to oblongbooks.com, oblongbooks.com. Here is even better because you can go in, you can find out about the book groups, and you can take a look at Excellent Ed. Visit them. They're at Rhinebeck and Millerton, two stores, and Oblong Books and Music. And the list is on their website. It's also on our site if you want to see wamc.org/roundtable, or again, their site, oblongbooks.com. Susanna Hermans, we love you so much. We thank you very much for being with us. Always good to see you, and we'll talk in a couple of weeks. But until then, have a lovely, lovely summer. I guess I will see you Sunday, right?
Yes, it's not that long. We don't have to go that long without seeing each other, thank goodness.
I'll see you on June 5th. There you go. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.